Welcome to For You, the podcast with Sarah O'Sullivan. This one is for all my gals who want the tea when it comes to TikTok content and navigating your 20s.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to For You, the podcast. I am Sarah, your host, and today I have one of my besties here with me, and we're going to be recording a very fun episode for you guys. So everyone, welcome Chelsea.
Hi, guys.
She's really nervous. It's her first podcast, but I said she will be absolutely fine. We have our coffees ready, which I'm actually going to grab. Went and got them from Goodfella down the road, and they're freaking best. How is your coffee, actually? Did they make it weak?
Yeah, they did. I like a weak coffee because then I can have multiple in a day.
Yeah, see, I just one and done. Actually, that's not true. I usually have more than one a day. I had a matcha this morning though, so I'm allowed a large coffee. But I usually get iced, but because you don't, you're not an iced girl.
No, I'm not.
She got a hot one, so I was like, well, to make it easier for them, I'll just order two hot coffees.
One, convenience.
Still one weak oat latte and the other one just a regular almond latte. But anyway, I digress. So today I have Chelsea on and we're going to be talking about all things career, lifestyle, friends, literally anything and everything. But of course, we're still going to relate it to TikTok because you will find out, but we are kind of friends through TikTok, which is crazy, but we love the world of TikTok and how it allows people to connect in different ways. So I'm going to kind of kickstart this episode by introducing Chels, talking about how we became friends. And then we're going to talk a little bit about like adult friendship and just like the TikTok industry. And then we're going to get into some questions that we've left a question box on each of our Instagrams for you to ask questions to. So we will get into a bit of those and potentially get some juicy answers out of them. You excited?
Yeah.
Okay, amazing, Chels. So tell us a little bit about you. Who are you? What can we expect from you?
Yeah, great question. Who am I?
I just noticed your Frank Green bottle. I've never seen that in my life.
What, that I have one?
Yeah.
I have like four.
Well, so do I, but I have like a running joke on my podcast that I should be sponsored by Frank Green because I'll like have Frank Green breaks. I'm like, sorry guys.
Well, do you see that they just dropped their new
cup holders?
Yeah, in the
cart. They were game late to changer. But they were late to the game. Like TikTok did it first, you know?
They actually did do it first. Someone's boyfriend who was a handyman literally crazy. Just knocked that up.
Yeah.
And then Frank Green were like, we really need to get this happening.
Literally. Okay, sorry. I always go off on a tangent during these podcasts, so bear with me. Introduce yourself.
Me, who am I? Great question. I'm Chelsea and I am a TikToker, I suppose you would call by trade.
Yeah.
I've been in this industry for quite some time now, which I think is a big part of the misconception of social media that, mm-hmm. you know, you're an overnight success or it happened overnight, but I have been in the TikTok space for probably 3 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. Jumped on that wave during COVID, doing dances in my bedroom. That's how it all started.
I love that for you.
Yeah. We've definitely elevated since then.
No, look. Oh, you're still doing dances in your lounge room, but not like.
Yeah.
I feel like TikTok, unless I'm not on that side of TikTok anymore, it's kind of changed in the way that people aren't doing the, I'm a savage. Like everyone used to do the dances.
Well, it definitely started as an entertainment platform, I'd say. And during COVID, it was perfect for that because people had so much time on their hands. People were bored at home.
Yeah.
And it was a really nice place for people to just kind of like relax and not think about what was happening in the world.
Definitely.
But now it's definitely become more of like a business tool and platform, a place for connection, and things like that. I really got to stop saying
You'll probably listen back and be like, oh my God, I say so much. I remember the first podcast I did when I was at Mystic Consistent. I listened back to it and I was like, I want to put myself in the bin. That is disgusting. I was just like, oh, cool. And like, I didn't actually talk. It was to Georgie Stevenson. I didn't actually talk to her. I just was like, cool. But also I got thrown into it that day. So like,
true.
And never had done a podcast before.
Yeah. And then what else about me? Well, I have a TikTok agency. So I actually run TikTok channels for brands.
So fun.
Which is super fun. Mostly in the beauty and fashion space. So that keeps me extremely busy. And then I just launched a passion project called Hot Girl Health Society, which is all about my girlies and my besties. We've built a really amazing community of women. Mm-hmm. I'm fully into supporting others and really passionate about, you know, women's, well, not women's, but just in everyone. General, mental health, well-being, mm-hmm. Being the best version of yourself. And that's kind of the space that I created, because this year I had a full identity revamp, I'd say.
Love, yeah.
And I wanted that to come out on my socials and to give back to the community that has given me so much.
So good. So go and follow Hot Girl Health Society on Instagram. Is that what it's called on yeah, Instagram? Yep. Okay, amazing. I'll leave all of that stuff linked anyway, like all your channels and thanks, whatnot. Girl. But yeah, I love it and I love the vibe. It's so cute. Well, it's like you. You in a nutshell, I feel.
Yeah, it is. Slightly chaotic, but also clean girls.
You know what's funny? I feel like we're pretty much similar in that aspect. We're both quite chaotic, but like not in a bad way.
No.
I think like, you know, you meet some people and they're just like a hot mess, like absolutely chaotic. I think we're both chaotic in different ways, but like.
I think the chaos is what actually keeps you sane.
Yeah, me too. If I'm bored, like if there's no chaos happening in my life, like. I'll be in bed rolled up in a ball, just being a loser. But anyway, thanks for that little intro, Charles.
Welcome.
So let's get into a little bit more about TikTok. What is one thing you hate about TikTok?
Oh, the algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Cracking the code.
Yeah. It's so funny. When I started on TikTok, I actually studied the algorithm.
Really?
Yeah. And holy like in 20, girl. No, it's a bit nerdy, but in 2020, I was like, this. How do I make this work? How do you do it? Like, what is the key to getting a video to go viral? And obviously it's changed so much since then.
Yeah. What was the key back then?
Back then it was, well, the views kind of dripped in differently. So you kind of knew off the bat if your video was going to go viral.
Absolutely.
Like instantly you'd have like 10,000 views.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, this is going to hit a million.
Yeah.
And I remember when I hit my first 1 million views video. It was a Kmart video actually. And I was like, oh, this worked. How do I replicate this and do it better or like do something similar?
Trial and error.
Yeah, it was a major trial and error period because, you know, what started from dancing to then became Kmart hauls or shopping hauls.
Yeah.
Pivoting your content. Yeah, the algorithm's just changed so much and it's constantly changing.
Yeah.
Even probably today.
It's literally changing every week at this point, I swear. I cannot crack it now.
Yeah.
Like it's just so much harder to grow. Like you said, you used to be able to tell straight away if a video was about to go viral. I remember my first ever viral video and I don't think it's actually still on my account. I think I took it off. But it was my 22nd birthday and it was the year of COVID, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 2020? Yeah, wow. That was a while ago. And me and my girlfriends were going to Toddy's for dinner. It was like as soon as like lockdown kind of came out. And it was that trend going around where it was like, did somebody say Bevragino? And we were in the hotel room and I filmed this video and I was not on TikTok at that point at all. Like I probably had 5 followers.
Yeah,
like
sure.
I wasn't anyone on TikTok. And I remember filming this video in the hotel room and I remember getting in the Uber on the way to Toddy's and it just blew up and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be famous. Like this is blowing up. I deleted it because then some girl ended up a couple of years later duetting the video and being really nasty.
Oh no.
Because
her
boyfriend, anyway.
On that tangent.
Long story.
Okay, long story. But that's the other thing I really dislike about TikTok. I think it is a place where there is more trolling.
Yes.
And quite nasty
commentary. People are ruthless on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like keyboard warrior times 1,000.
I agree. I don't really know why the platform has built that, but I think it's because it's a space where people are a lot more raw and authentic and just put whatever they feel at. Like, there's definitely videos I put on TikTok that I wouldn't ever put on my Instagram.
Yeah, me too.
I know it's a weird concept, but you know, we've talked about it before, like the same types of content don't perform
literally
on the same platforms. So
people are mean.
It's savage.
I saw one of my friends posted a video the other day and people were commenting on her video saying that she looked like a man. And I was like, that is so mean. Like that is someone behind that screen.
100%.
And like that could be an insecurity of hers or like,
Not nice.
It was icky.
Yep.
Okay. What is one thing that you love about TikTok?
I love that it's a platform where people can just be themselves.
Yeah.
And I have discovered so many new talent. I've actually made so many new friends.
Me too.
I actually want to say I've got probably 50 to 60% of my friends I've made through TikTok now.
You know what? In the last year, me too.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's a place where people can be themselves and just have fun. Mm-hmm. And it's not as serious and you're not as curated. And it's just a place where you get inspiration, you connect. Like, I just think it's a platform like no other, but you can also use it for business purposes.
Totally. It's so good. It's so versatile.
I agree.
And then one more TikTok related question. Who is your favorite TikTok creator?
Oh my gosh. That is like asking me how big the sun is.
I love this question.
I find this hard because I have so many friends in the space and I love what they do.
Yeah.
Oh. I literally can't think of anyone. So bad.
Say yourself.
No, I can't say myself. That's so vain.
Chelsea Williamson.
Who do I love? Wait. Who's going to come off my for you?
Yeah,
page?
See who comes up first or like on your following or something. I always say the same people, like my friend Caitlin, always. I love her TikToks. Like she's my favorite.
Who came up first? Oh, there's some real estate guy that's come up on my for you page.
Is he cute?
I'm pretty sure he's married.
Oh, never mind. Actually, that's a really good question I have. What? So you've made lots of friends on TikTok. Have you met any boys on TikTok?
No, actually.
Yeah, neither.
I have commented on one guy's TikTok and he commented back being like, I see you, Chelsea, and we follow each other. And he's a singer and he
– Oh, my God.
I hope he doesn't hear this, but he likes my videos and I like his. But it's nothing.
If this is like who I think it is, he literally followed me on Instagram the other day. And I was like, who is this guy? And I looked him up on Spotify. I never heard of him before.
Yeah, he's like a smaller
– Wait, I'm going to type it.
I'm scared. I'm trying to find who my favorite creator is. No, that's not him. Oh, you know who I do love? I love Caitlin.
That's what I said. Caitlin, my friend Caitlin.
Yes.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
I really like what she does in her
content. She's going to love that because last time I said this in the podcast, she messaged me and she's like, excuse me, Talia just said she's listening to your podcast and she said you said I'm your favorite.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you are, girl.
I really love what she does. I think her editing style is really cool.
Yeah.
I really like look up to the way she edits content and
same at the moment.
Obviously she's like in a similar space to the two of us. So
yeah.
I'd really admire that. Oh, actually, you know who what I've been loving watching lately?
Who?
Steph Claire Smith and her son Harvey making their porridge every morning.
So cute. That video you sent me the other day of them was so cute.
I'm so invested. Every morning I'm like, is there a new video up?
Love.
Yeah.
Oh, cute. All right. So I haven't really like mapped out the rest of the episode, so we're just going to go on a kind of tangent. So we're going to get into the topic, and I feel like this is quite a relevant topic on TikTok. And obviously we have both been asked this question multiple times, both moving to like new cities and making friends as an adult. So we're going to talk about the topic, how to make friends as an adult, adult friendships. Because I feel like it is really hard to do, but at the same time, it's not that hard. Like if you kind of know what you're doing and put yourself out there. Not that hard.
No.
So let's just get into it. Do you want to talk about, we'll start by talking about how we became friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. We're both adults.
Yeah. Good starting point.
And we're friends.
So. Well, yeah. I'm 29 in like 2 weeks. Scary.
Yeah.
And you're like mid 20s. So.
Yeah. I'm turning 25 this year.
It's scary time.
I'm so excited. I'm going to be in Greece for my 25th birthday, shaking my ass on a yacht. Like as if I wouldn't be excited. Going on another tangent. I had my family, we do like every Thursday night, a PT session at this like lady's house down the road from us, like a boxing PT session.
Yeah.
And she asked me if I like had a boyfriend. And my dad's like, why would you have a boyfriend if she's going to Greece for like her 25th birthday? Like she's living her best single life.
Yeah,
I'm
dad.
Like, absolutely I am. Like
100%.
Sorry. Okay.
No, you're so fine. Okay. How we became friends. This is a really interesting story. It's kind of stalkerish in a way.
I love it though. And really, okay, for you guys listening, we haven't been friends for that long.
No.
I feel like I've known you forever.
Yeah. 100%.
And that happens with so many of my like really close friends at the moment. Yeah. I like have a soul connection with them and I'm like, I freaking love you.
So the story of how we became friends is Sarah and I actually have a mutual friend we didn't know at the time. She worked at Mr. Consistent.
Can we give him a shout out?
Tommy Nortz.
Tommy Nortz isn't going to listen to this, but if you do, T Naughty, we love you.
He'll love that. So we had a mutual friend who I knew for years back when I lived in Canada, and I would see on TikTok actually that you were like kind of the face of the brand's TikTok and you were both doing a lot of the posting. And I was like, oh, this chick seems cool. And obviously because we had that mutual friend, it like kind of, I would see you pop up everywhere. And then I actually got a job in-house at MCO Beauty as the TikTok influencer manager. Mm-hmm. And I would run some of the campaigns across TikTok. And I remember coming across you and I was like, saw you did your own page. And so I got you on some campaigns and I really loved what you did. And then time just passed and it was more of a working relationship through that. And we weren't friends. Yeah. And then one day about a month ago, I'd say.
Yeah, beginning of Jan. Yeah.
I saw you walking in my neighborhood crossing the street.
Stalker alert.
And I was like, oh my God, it's that girl. And obviously I'd followed you on socials and I knew you were moving back to Sydney and whatnot. It was just too many interconnections. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to shoot my shot and I'm going to slide into this girl's DMs.
I love that.
I have been known to do that a few times.
Can I just say, at this point in my life, when you did slide into my DMs, I was manifesting new friendships because I had-
What? You didn't tell me this?
I don't know if I told you this. I literally wrote it in my journal because I, for those of you who like listen and know me, I moved to the Gold Coast for a year and then I moved back to Sydney at the end of last year. And when I was on the Gold Coast, I didn't know anyone and I made so many friends and I didn't want to come back to Sydney and have the same, I mean, I love my group of friends that I've grown up with, but I've grown a lot in different ways and I kind of wanted to branch out. And I said to myself, if I was able to go to a new city and make new friends from scratch, I can do it in my hometown.
100%.
So that's what like my kind of goal was, to just branch out and make new friends. So that's you popped wild. Into my
manifestation.
Life at the most perfect time. Anyway.
So yeah, shot my shot. Slid into the DMs and then just said, hey, like I saw you, do you want to hang out? It's just so random. Like we've got some mutuals and you were actually so receptive. It could have gone one of two ways.
I don't even remember what I said to you.
I think you were like, oh my God, hi. So nice to meet you. Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah.
It's more like a business.
Hi.
Kind regards. No. Kind and of. Then yeah, that after that we got coffee.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. And then Literally, rest is history.
When was the first time we hung out? I don't even remember.
Didn't we go to Bondi?
Harry's.
We went to Harry's for a walk Bondi and it was pouring rain.
But I feel like we really knew each other that day.
And you were doing 75 hard.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Oops. Failed that. I was actually meant to do 3 podcast episodes about that. Guess you guys aren't getting another one. Sorry. I failed. That's my...
Yeah, but you got sick and run down.
I got sick. That was my issue. I got a migraine for like 3 to 4 days and I wasn't able to train. So
Sarah, be kind to yourself.
I'm being kind to myself, but you guys are not getting the last 2 episodes of the 75 Hard Trends. Sorry about it.
Because you don't know how it ends.
I don't know how it ends. It doesn't end. It's ended. It's done. It's a write-off. Anyway.
So yeah, that's the story.
And then we've just started hanging out like all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is really hard to make adult friendships and it's something I actually made a TikTok about this like forever ago being like, oh, this is why it's so hard. And I think it's because we just get scared to ask people, like approach other girls. I think girls specifically can be very clicky, cutthroat, a bit like, oh no, I don't need new friends. And I do agree that it's quality over quantity, but in saying that, how are you ever going to know if someone is like an amazing friend for you if you don't even try?
Exactly.
It's like dating.
Yeah.
Get back on the horse.
Literally. You just have to put yourself out there. And I think I have made, like we were saying, so many of my friends through social media. And if you're not in social media, that's fine. You can still make friends like easily. 100%. I actually had a few people reach out to me when I moved to the Gold Coast and like, how did you do it? Like, and I worked in social media, but I wasn't really on social media at this point. And like, how are you making new friends? Like you've literally moved away and you don't know anyone. Like, what are you doing? And I said to them, find something you're passionate about. Mine was the gym.
Yeah.
I loved the gym. I met so many people at the gym on the Gold Coast. I went to change. I'm still friends with like a lot of them, obviously not heaps close with them, but it opened up so many doors for me to meet other people.
100%.
And usually you will learn quite quickly wherever you are, even if it is Sydney and it's such a big pool, it's actually a really small place. And like everyone knows everyone. Like me and Chelsea even discovered the other day, we have another mutual.
Who?
How you were dating one of my friend's brothers back in the day. And like, I had no idea.
So
like really the world is a very, very small place and it's really easy to kind of meet people because of that.
Majorly.
But yeah, just like find something you're passionate about. That could be the gym. It could be your work. Like even me, I was so blessed when I moved to the Gold Coast working at Mr. Consistent. It was like the hottest place to work on the Gold Coast beginning mm-hmm. of last year. And as soon as you kind of were in that, you were in that, and like everyone knew who you were, and it was like easy to meet people. So that was really lucky. What's some other ways to make friends?
But it's also really good because then you end up having friends that are like-minded.
Exactly.
That's the
right.
biggest key.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's so you can like stop anyone in the middle of the street, but like you don't know what they're, no. you know, about. But I find like with the gym, everyone was like focused on their health and like being around like-minded people. So it was easy yep. to click with people and connect with people. I actually met Laura through the gym.
But yeah, I listened to that on the
podcast. Never spoke at the gym because like we knew of each other and yeah. I liked her. I didn't know her. I didn't like where she used to work. So I was like, I'm not going to talk to her, like just yeah. being a bit weird. But
see, that's see, yeah, girls can being, be really judgy.
But she never like looked at me and smiled and neither did I. So I was like, we were both just being a bit standoffish.
I think everyone
you know?
Just has their walls up a little bit because yeah. you get hurt in friendships just as much as you get hurt in like family dynamics mm-hmm. or relationships or whatever it is, you know.
I agree.
I think some of the biggest heartbreaks I've had is friendships that have broken down.
Me too.
You know, yeah. not everyone is supposed to stay in your life forever, you know.
Yeah.
Some are for a season, some are for a reason. So
literally. I love that saying.
Yeah.
And every single person that comes into your life serves a purpose, even if they're
Major.
In your life for a week.
Yep. Like you'll learn a lesson.
Yeah, that is something I have learned and had to really accept because I think I was very much like would get upset about friendships breaking down.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, my best friend from high school that we would spend every like waking moment at each other's hips, we're not really close anymore. And yeah. it's like, that's okay because she's doing her thing. She's settling down. Like yeah. we are very different. We don't have the same lives at all anymore. I still love her and I'm going to love her forever from a distance.
Of course.
But she served her purpose in my life at
yes.
that point in time when I needed that.
Yep.
And now like you move on to other friendships. Mm-hmm. So it's scary and it's hard to kind of conceptualize that idea of being able to let things, we were talking about this the other day.
Letting things go,
but letting things flow.
Yes.
It's like things are going to come in and things yep. are going to go out constantly. And yep. that's not just friendships. That's
nope.
work, opportunities.
Yep.
Hopefully not family, but like some family situations,
yeah. yep.
you do need to let things go sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah, boys, like,
yep,
boys are gonna come and go. They're all gonna go at the same time. It was a little attack.
So true. it's all or nothing, really.
Literally. Okay, let's ask you, mm-hmm. what would be your three top tips
yep.
for being confident enough to Ooh. Reach out to someone?
Okay, so this is actually really, it's kind of got a little bit of a backstory, but
okay.
end of last year I was seeing someone
mm-hmm.
and he told me one day that I had main character energy.
I love that. That is the best compliment that anyone could ever give you.
Literally, when he said this to me, my brain just went like, what?
Okay, wait, I forgot to tell you oh. about this. I was meant to tell you this the other day.
Yeah.
You do give me main character energy, but you are Emily in Paris.
Oh my God, I've had this before on my Instagram.
Don't you think, guys? If you follow Chelsea, you'll know she's literally Emily in Paris. But
Chelsea in Sydney.
Sydney.
I think it's because I just run around like doing a million things.
But you are main character energy.
Thank
Sorry.
You.
Okay, yes.
I do appreciate it. But I think for me, it was like very like confronting for someone uh-huh. to say that. And I was like, whoa, what do you mean? Like I'm no one special. Like I'm just little old me from
yeah.
Perth who has moved to a big city, mm-hmm. you know, doing her thing. So when he said this to me, it like really made me go inside and think about that. And like,
yeah.
what does that mean? And what am I projecting out into the world? Like confidence wise, that mm-hmm. would give people that aura.
Yeah.
And I kind of realized that main character energy is all about what you like, how you walk into a room.
Yeah.
It's not what I look like. It's not, you know, if I've got a pimple in my face or, you know, I'm not wearing a very cute outfit that day. Because we all have days where we don't feel great.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
But it's all about how you feel inside and your mindset.
Yeah, definitely.
It starts in your mind and it
People
funnels
can feel
down.
That energy.
Yeah.
Straight away.
You always notice that one girl that walks into the room and she's got her head held high, her shoulders
yeah.
back. She doesn't have to be the hottest, most model looking girl,
yeah.
but she's got this inner confidence that's just like, you are cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you're about. Your energy is magnetic. I want to yeah. be your friend and I want to be around you.
Yeah.
So
I feel like we're quite similar in that sense.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So when he said this to me, that was kind of like my pivoting moment. And then after that, it was kind of a realization that I wanted to start living my life more authentically and in alignment of what makes me happy.
Yeah, cool.
Because I felt like my social media had been a big slice of my life, but I didn't want to share everything because I was really nervous. You know, I was bullied in high school, and I was always told I was too much growing up. You know, I've always had a big personality.
Me too. So many boys tell me I'm too much, and I'm like, Fuck off then. I don't care.
And this is the thing. And the second like you pivot that mindset, my attitude started being like, well, if you're not for me, then
you're not
for
me.
See you later. Yeah. It's fine. And so that's when I started being like, okay, well, can I swear?
I just said fuck off.
Okay. Well.
Sorry, mum, I love you.
Well, I basically turned around and I was like, I'm in my fuck it era.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm just going to send a DM because fuck it.
Yeah,
what's
literally,
the worst that can happen?
Literally.
Sorry, I've gone on a tangent. You asked for three tips and now I've told you a story.
That's so fine. We're not like following any structure here. It's just like a chat, you know?
Oh God, it's about as chaotic as our brain.
Imagine if people could actually hear what we spoke about in real life.
It's offensive.
It's really bad. We just go on tangents and like the other day you posted that video of us sitting at Bill's laughing and it was like the sweetest, like beautiful video. But if you actually listened to what we were saying and laughing at in that video, you'd be like, you girls are weird.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Whatever.
But it's fine.
Fuck it era.
Yeah, literally.
Live your best life.
Yeah.
So I guess my three tip, what was the question?
How to slide into someone's DM.
No, it wasn't. Is that
How to be confident enough to reach out to new girls.
Okay. Yeah. Confident, I would say mindset. Mindset is the first one. So you need to shift your mindset to be, I am the prize.
Mm-hmm.
I am the winner. I am just going to shoot my shot and whatever happens, happens. And what you said, let it go, let it flow. Like, don't be attached to the outcome.
Yeah.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
My second one for confidence would be. I think part of it is taking care of yourself in the sense of like, I know when I'm not feeling my best, when I put on a cute outfit, it can just change my attitude.
Yeah.
And make me feel a bit more fake it till you make it kind of attitude.
I love fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
I do that in so many aspects of my life.
Everyone does it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The most put together people are faking it. Even Rihanna said this on TikTok.
Did she?
Yes.
I love Riri at the moment. What,
oh, mate.
Everyone does after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, no one.
And she's pregnant again. What the heck?
Yes, sister. Get it, girl.
How old is she?
Don't know.
Oh my God, I want to look at this. Oh, my phone's filming. I can't. Sorry. It's fine.
I feel like she's older than me, surely.
Oh, 110%. Sorry, you keep talking about tips. I'm going to Google Rihanna's age.
My third tip for confidence.
Oh, she's 34.
Yeah, slay, sister.
Go off, sis. I feel like she didn't have a baby that long ago either.
But that's what I love.
Yeah.
That's a whole other topic. But, you know, as I'm coming to 30, I'm like, well, all my friends have got kids. Like, I don't.
So many of my friends just got engaged. And I'm really stressing.
Your face says it all.
I'm like.
You look like you've got the ick.
No. Okay. It's beautiful. Sorry. Another tangent. My brother and his fiance just got engaged.
Oh,
congrats.
That was cute.
Very cute. Very sweet. Love them. But so many of my friends on social media at the moment, every day. Another one yesterday got engaged. Like, I'm just, day after day, they're popping up. I don't know if it's because, like, Love Week, Valentine's Day. Like, I don't know what is going on in the air, but everyone is getting engaged. And I'm sitting here so single. And, like, single, we say this, single by choice. Like, we want to be single.
Yes.
And
yep.
It's my single life, single era right now.
Mm-hmm.
But far out. It's confronting.
Yeah, I know. It is.
Yeah,
especially
it's hard to not
approach 30.
Yeah. I'm turning 25. I think I'm sweet over here. But like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like a hot topic of conversation is like freezing my eggs. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was talking to mum about this, about you the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because we were driving to see Magic Mike, lol. And we're talking about like freezing my eggs. And mum was like, would you ever have a baby by yourself? And I'm like,
I would.
If I got to like 40, I would say, and I was still single and I had frozen my eggs, I reckon I would have a baby by myself.
I've actually given myself a time frame. Hmm. So like if I haven't found a partner by X year, like X age, I'll consider going and having a baby by myself. I know people that have done it. Mm. I think it's not impossible to raise a child on your own. Obviously it takes a village, but I have amazing support systems. I've got an amazing family, come from Italian background, like families, everything.
Yeah.
The kid would be with them more than me, but
literally,
you know, there is so much pressure on like age and timelines and, you know, engagement, house, marriage, whatever. But like, who cares?
Yeah. But I think this is what I love about especially like even bringing TikTok back into this, it's allowed people to live the life that they want to live and not conform to societal norms. Like growing up, it was always put into your head, like you need to have a boyfriend by this age and be engaged by this age and be married. I used to think I had to be married by 21 to my first boyfriend. And like, I wanted to be, and like, you actually met him the other day.
Yes, I did.
Literally like could think we're going to be married by 21.
Yeah.
We broke up after my 21st birthday and like, that's fine. And like my life, I think as well, sorry, going on another tangent, but I grew up in quite like a religious Christian family.
Yeah.
And that pressure.
Oh yeah.
In that. And like, I see all my friends now who like kind of settled in the hometown.
Mm-hmm.
They've all done the same. They've all bought a house. They're all engaged. They're having babies. They're going to get married soon. And I'm like, I'm sure they're happy. And like, I'm so happy for them, but I know I wouldn't be happy in that situation.
And that's what it comes down to. What is your happiness and your goals and your values? Because we are career driven girls.
Definitely.
And, I know for me, career does come first at the moment. If someone came into my life, obviously priorities would shift. But at the moment,
But also that person has to be able to meet you in the middle on your career and be like, okay, am I going to lift you up in this or am I going to bring you down? If they're going to bring you down, goodbye.
And there's nothing wrong with going the normal trajectory either.
Yeah.
If that's what makes you happy.
Totally.
All that matters is your happiness at the end of the day. We have one life. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I actually don't care what you do. Just do something and make sure it's something that makes you happy. You want to dye your hair green? Go for it, sister. I'm here for it.
Literally. You just have to live your life.
Get
the way
a piercing
you
drunk like I did, you know?
And then get infected.
Yeah.
How is your piercing going?
It's actually gotten better.
Oh, did you take it out?
I swapped the earring, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're on the health train.
Okay. I love that for you.
Irrelevant. But yeah.
Mm.
I don't even know what
we're doing. I know we're literally having the most roguest episode, but I love it. So let's get back onto friendships, TikTok. I have personally made so many friends on TikTok.
Yes.
You said the same. You're like 50, 60% of your friends
TikTok.
How did that come about? Would you like comment on their stuff? Would they DM you? Would you DM them?
Good question. I think most of it was like I'd just follow someone and we like follow each other back.
Yeah.
And then, like you'd kind of move over to the Insta because you can't DM on
TikTok.
Well, you can now. You couldn't before.
Yeah. So I like comparing like friendship starting and then like talking to boys. Like, do you like on with a boy? You're like, I'm going to like your photo and you're going to like it back and you play like that game.
Yeah, like, but how like, do you do it with a girl? Doesn't work.
Oh, it does sometimes. If people like comment.
Do people still do that? They like a photo and then someone will slide into your DMs.
I do that.
You slide into their DMs or they slide into yours? No,
like if you think a boy is cute on Instagram, correct me if I'm wrong, but do you not follow him and like a photo?
No, you just shoot your shot.
What, you slide into their DMs?
That's what I did.
Off the bat.
Well, liking a photo isn't going to do anything. Like they're not going to see it in the notifications. Like it'll just go, I guess, depends.
And then if they like one back, then you know it's being seen, it's reciprocated, and then you slide in.
I hate games more than anything. People will know this like about me and my dating life, which I never talk about, by the way. I'm such a private dating person.
I think we both need to start opening up about our dating lives.
I'm too scared because some of the boys that I've dated
follow me. I know, they see it, yeah. Oh, well.
One of them muted me.
Sorry. No, you just give them code names.
Oh, yeah. No, Finbro. Finance bro. Byron Bay.
Yeah, we have code names.
We all have, every girl has
code names. Although I feel like your code names need to be more Cody.
Yeah, because they're still like obvious.
Why don't you call one of them Cody and the other one Zach? Zach and Cody.
Sweet laughing Zach and Cody. I loved that. Sorry. Show. Okay. We are so.
Yeah. Anyway. So sliding into a girl's DMs versus a boy's.
Yeah. No, I definitely think like doing it with a girl, it's a lot easier.
It's easier.
Because you're not as like emotionally attached to the outcome. Yeah. Right. So like, even though you're not emotionally attached to an outcome with a boy,
regardless,
you know, met once, I think either way it's scary because you're taking a risk.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing something that you probably don't normally do.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
To be honest though, like 98% of the time in my experience, there's been good outcomes from it.
100%.
Yeah. Like I actually, the twins, we followed each other on TikTok, me and Olivia.
Yeah.
And I literally joked to my friends one day. I was like, should I slide into her DMs and ask for a coffee? Because like we lived in the same area.
Oh, okay.
So I messaged her on TikTok and I was like, hey gal, we should grab a coffee. Like we both live on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, I'd love that. And I was like, whoa, what? Like,
it was that easy?
So easy. And then we like ended up coming work friends and then friends outside of work and whatever. But it's always like been a good outcome for me. And people always slide into my DMs now to ask to be friends.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, you know, I've had girls ask if I can start a meetup or like.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah, yeah. Because obviously we do, well, I go on my hot girl health walks.
Oh my God, we should do a hot girl health walk group.
Yeah, well, I thought about it. It's just location wise. I don't know.
I reckon you just like set a location, like meet in Coogee and walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd or get good. Coffee or something, you know.
A chit chat and a coffee.
Yeah.
Because realistically my walks are just like a casual stroll.
Yeah.
It's more for my mental health, the head noise. I have to clear the head noise.
Definitely. I love walking for that reason. Yeah. But I think like people in this day and age, well, probably always, but I think more now, so after COVID, are craving connection.
Yeah.
And I always talk about this and I always refer it back to social media and how like even for brands, you need to be relatable and personable because people are craving that real and raw connection.
Yeah.
But it's the same in day-to-day life. Like friends, people just want to be loved. Like that's what people want to feel. They want to feel love and they want to feel appreciated and accepted into life.
Yeah.
And as soon as you kind of meet your like-minded people like that, you're going to feel that. And there are going to be people you're going to come across that are not going to accept and love you, but they're not your people. And as soon as you like acknowledge that, then it's fine.
And it's not personal.
No.
I take everything so personally.
Literally.
But it's not a personal thing and I have to think about
it. I think though you've changed your mindset a little bit, even like in the last week, because since knowing you, I've said that to you. I'm like, I find that you take things very personally and like it's easier in life when you just don't. Like, nothing matters. We're all just here on a freaking giant floating rock. Like, don't take things so personally. Like someone could be having a bad day. They could be going through something else. Like, just shake it off. Yeah, wise words of Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay. She's great.
But yeah.
I agree. No, yeah, you're so right. And that's the thing, like, I don't even know what I was going to say.
Yeah. Do you reckon we should get into some questions?
Sure.
How long have we been talking for? I feel like we could talk
a really long time.
Or
we could
hours.
Just keep talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We've only been talking for like 35 minutes.
Is that not that long?
It's pretty long, but we're going to chop. If you follow Charles on Instagram and follow myself on Instagram, you would have seen we put up question boxes yesterday asking you girls to ask us any questions, boy related, career related, social media, health, mental health, physical health, beauty, fashion, literally anything and everything.
Yep.
We just want to answer some juicy questions.
Why not?
Do you want to go first? Do you want to pick a question? I just realized my phone's filming, so I don't actually have my phone to get the questions off.
Oh.
But I might be able to get them on my laptop. Let me have a look. Anyway, you ask a question first.
Oh, okay. You want me to
go? We're just going to choose random questions.
Well, okay, cool. I think this is a good one. How do you manage anxiety on the bad days and just day to day?
Manage anxiety.
Yes. What do you do?
I need time alone when I'm anxious. I was actually talking to my mom about this morning. I need time to switch off. It's very hard for me personally to switch off. I think even you, like we both have so much on our plates all the time.
Yeah.
And ever since starting my own business, the fear of like feeling guilty always creeps in if I'm not working.
I agree.
And I'm like, I need that time to switch off and like calm my anxiety, but I'm struggling at the moment to actually calm that anxiety when I'm not working. Like even yesterday I went and did that boxing session with my family and the entire time I was like, I should be working right now. But I think to calm your anxiety, you need that time alone. You need to do things that fill up your cup and allow you to switch off. And for me personally, that is walks.
Yep.
Walks are like the best thing. Although lately I've been finding I've been working on my phone while walking, which I need to stop doing.
I do that too.
But walking, gym, I find going to like a gym class for me personally really helps because you're being told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel rude if you're on your phone working.
Yeah.
And like you have to show that respect to your coach or trainer to training you. So it's a good time for me to like forcefully shut off. And then another thing I love to do is saunas and journal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm new into the sauna space and I really like it.
Saunas and journaling. I haven't journaled in so long. I'm like preaching to myself right now, like, Sarah, what are you doing with your life? But yeah, I find self-care is like the best thing, and kind of like writing to-do lists, like in terms of journaling as well, like getting out my brain dump onto paper or onto like my notes on my phone or whatever, just being like, okay, this is what I'm feeling anxious about. This is what we're going to tackle first today, and we're going to be productive queens.
Yeah, I love that.
How do you manage your anxiety?
Great question. Music is my savior.
Yes, music's so good.
I wasn't like a big music lover like growing up. Like obviously I'd listen to like what, Spice Girls, whatever.
Yeah.
Had my CDs, but I got the Apple AirPod Maxes and they changed my life.
What kind of music do you find helps soothe your anxiety?
It depends if I'm trying to get myself out of a rut or what the mood is. But sometimes I just need to like shake it off. So like if I'm someone who gets really stuck in their like bad mood. So like if I'm in a bad mood, I'll spiral and just keep going down, down, down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you need to pick yourself up and get yourself out of this. I think like talking to yourself and the things you're saying to yourself, like in those moments are like crucial. I actually, you don't know this about me, but I used to be the most negative person.
Oh, I would have put you in the bin.
Everyone did put me in the bin to the point where my mom was like, Chelsea, you need to change your mindset.
Yeah.
This is not this. You're so negative. You're negative Nancy. Nah, nah, nah. And I was so judgmental. I was so negative.
Negative people drain me.
I used to like laugh because mom used to do like all this mindfulness stuff. Like as I got older, and she wanted me to go to this like seminar, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I was really off it. I was like, why do I have to be here? This is so crap. Like I'm not vibing it. Like this is just a bunch of hippy dippy people getting together and just, you know, it wasn't my thing. And then I don't know, something just clicked one day and I was like, enough. You're like, this is not the life that you want to lead and this is not the person that you want to be. You want to be someone who goes into the world with kindness, empathy. That's something mum's always said to me. Even this morning, she was like, Chelsea, sometimes you just need to lead with empathy.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Like
the second you start thinking outward rather than inward,
yeah,
it actually changes your inner thoughts.
How good are mums, by the way?
I feel like she pulls me into check a lot.
Yeah, we both really rely on our mums.
Yeah, I mean, mentally. It's so funny because like now that I'm older, I still have an amazing relationship with my mum. We butt heads like crazy because we are so alike, but she's taught me so much about, you know, how to be a motivated, driven woman, how to make change in this world, like how to be different. And she always accepted that I was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was never judged for it, and she supported everything I wanted to do. I've had like 700 careers and not once has she been like, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So, and I think like you're saying, you have to do everything to get to where you are.
Yeah.
Every career change I've had has gotten me to this point and I've learned a skill.
Everything's for a reason.
100%. And so, I don't know.
What was the question? How to manage anxiety?
You can't. Anyways, that's the end of anxiety.
We've both gone such tangents.
Music.
I love
walking,
it. Music. Oh, yeah. I was going to say about music.
Yes.
I would say in the last like 6 months-ish, I have switched the kind of music I listen to.
Oh.
So I listen to very like, actually it's like pretty much all I listen to these days. Very high vibrational, high frequency manifestation songs.
Okay.
Wait, they're actually songs? I have a whole playlist and it's got like 80 something followers on it. Like,
oh, I'm going to follow it.
Actually, no, I think it's got like way more than that. Like I posted it to my Instagram once and people freaking loved it. And I've gotten all my friends onto it.
You're going
to
love this. So whenever I am going through a breakup, I end up on like breakup talk. So all the tarot card readers tell me that my ex is coming back and obviously I believe it.
No, don't.
Don't.
Do not.
Never believe it because he's not coming back.
Crazy.
And if he does, it's for the wrong reasons. But they always talk about when you want to – like manifestation comes up on that side of TikTok and they talk about the high frequency audios that you can listen to on YouTube and like manifest listening to them.
Yeah.
So I definitely did that.
I've literally gotten all my friends onto this high frequency playlist. Even my old boss, Georgie, she would listen to it. Like it's got quite a few likes on there. I'll leave it linked, but it's got like – it's weird. Like, it's weird music.
I'm going to test it out.
I've even got my little sister onto it. She walks around the house now saying, money comes easily and frequently. Money comes easily and frequently.
I love that.
And I'm like, yes, girl. Or it's like, I wake up every day feeling good. I wake up every day feeling good. And it puts you in that good mood when you're feeling bad. Like, if I'm driving and I'm like, I could just chuck on a sad playlist right now and cry, because that always makes me feel a bit better, but it kind of brings me down at the same time. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put on my high frequency playlist and listen to it, because it brings me up, and the words that you're saying, you start to believe them.
100%.
It's all manifestation. I'm very passionate about that topic. But yeah, love next that. Question.
Okay.
Choose another one. I hope there's like some juicy ones.
There's no juicy ones.
Oh, people aren't juicy.
Like, people.
Where are the juicy questions?
How to make social media your side hustle. Or hustle at all.
As an influencer or a business owner? No,
just in general.
Because I think something to note, Chelsea is more of like an influencer than I am. I'm not.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying yeah to like,
No. Chelsea, we both own our own businesses.
Yes.
In social media, but we're both creators as well.
And I was a creator before I had the business.
Yeah. And I was kind of opposite.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. I think to make social media your side hustle or your hustle at all, mm-hmm. I think if you want to get into it as a creator, just freaking go for it. Start posting.
Agreed.
Get a TikTok account and start doing like UGC videos, like anything, just kind of bringing your passions to life on screen and like practicing, because practice makes perfect. Your editing skills will always change, like whatnot. And then if you wanted to get into it as like a business or work in-house for a company in social media, I think there's like a bit of misconception around if you need to go to uni.
Yeah.
I don't think you do need to go to uni. I personally went to uni and studied PR and advertising.
Yep.
Social media wasn't really a thing when I went to uni.
Yep.
I did like one topic on digital communications and like social media. It was like Facebook, and who uses Facebook anymore? So yeah, I think it just depends what career path you want to take.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think one thing I will say, and I think I kind of said it earlier, is that for me, when I wanted to get into the realm, because I actually started in the blog days.
Yeah.
So I was a blogger.
OG. Yeah.
I had like a WordPress blog and I wrote blogs. They were time consuming. You had to write a whole thing. And then
I would just type it into ChatGPT now.
Cheater. Sorry. This is why podcasts are good now, because you can just talk.
You can't cheat.
So what I was getting at was that I started this social media side hustle, I'm going to say almost 10 years ago. Holy. I have been doing this for 10 years. I actually got a memory the other day. Like, now that Instagram does Instagram memories, I don't know if that's popped up on yours. It's a new feature.
I do it every day. I check my Instagram memories for like the last 2 years. If you go into the create tab stories, slide across to memories. I check every morning when I wake up. It's really bad. I go on my phone as soon as I wake up. Snapchat memories, Instagram memories.
Snapchat. That's Snapchat. An ick.
I'm sorry, but go away.
once I was out of a bar and a guy asked me for my Snapchat and I was like, oh.
It's a red flag. Okay.
And then I dated him for 6 months.
No, girl. Okay. Can I just say, I picked up on this red flag. There was this guy that I was like, I was really into recently. A lot of my friends will know exactly who I'm talking about. And in his TikTok bio, he had like no followers, by the way. His TikTok bio said Snapchat with his username.
Nah.
I remember I sent it to one of my friends. I think I sent it to Laws, and I was like, I was a little bit unsure about this guy at this point. And I was like, oh no, like that's an ick. Like that's a red flag. And I'm sorry, I should have listened to my own red flags, because he turned out to be a walking red flag.
Always.
If I feel like he listens to this.
Sorry.
You suck. Anyway.
Are we just on a dating podcast now?
Now we're on a dating podcast. Might as well be. Literally. But yeah, like he had Snapchat in his bio. Yeah. Like, you're 25 turning 26 this year, bro. Like, what are you doing?
The fact that it's like publicized that anyone can add them.
I have Snapchat, but I don't publicize that. And the main reason I have it is because I like to talk a lot. And my friends get blessed by daily little vlog snippets from me on Snapchat. And actually two of my like best friends use Snapchat a lot because one of their boyfriends lives in the UK and that's how they communicate because like they don't have like text and stuff. So I actually talk to them on Snapchat every day.
Well, I use Close Friends Story now.
Oh yeah, I use that
the
too.
Only problem with Close Friends Story is, and some influencers have been caught out with this, is people can still screenshot what you're doing. So like if you're out drunk, like on a drunken night out or whatever, people can still screenshot it and I don't know, save it for later. I don't know what you're gonna do with that incriminating
weird
drunken me dancing on the day floor.
Oh well.
It's very entertaining.
I actually don't even remember what the question was.
The question was
how to get into social media.
We are really bad at this.
We're so bad.
So what I was getting at was nothing's an overnight success when to social media.
Yeah.
And just remember that a lot of things that people put on social media are like 10% of their life. But for years, like I'm talking, I didn't start doing influencing, I hate that word, content creating full time until not last year, the year before.
Yeah.
Or no, even up till last year, I had a job in-house at a beauty company.
Yeah.
Yeah, till April last year, I was working in-house and that's when I started the business. Right. So I've pretty much had social media as my side hustle for like 6 to 8 years.
Wow. So I'm so different. I've not had that.
Yeah, it's so funny when you actually take the leap and go full time with it. It's so scary. And I was talking to one of my girlfriends, Lucy, about this the other day because she just went full time.
Oh my God,
so
exciting.
Proud of her.
It's
just
so good.
Smashing it. But you do have a lot of extra time on your hands and you're like, what do I do with this? This feels weird. I'm used to like a 9 to 5 where I'm structured in my days. I have meetings. I go, you know, to the same cafe for lunch because I work in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big adjustment. And I think that's part of the reason why I also started my business was because I didn't want to just be twiddling my, I can't sit down twiddling my thumbs. Like I always have a project on the go, whatever that might be. I've had like 700 businesses again in my life.
Literally.
So if you want to get into social media, just start doing it, take the risk.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there. Again, I think that's the common theme of today's podcast. Put yourself out there.
Put yourself out there. I agree. Maybe that should be the title.
Put yourself out there.
And I think as well, if you are wanting to work in-house for a brand or work on the brand back end side of social media, work for free for a bit. Like,
internships
I found
are
a
great.
Lot, people I went to uni with, they studied marketing and then never had anything in marketing and they couldn't get a job.
Yep.
You need to put yourself out there and they weren't willing to do the work for free. I was working full time and still did free internships because I was like, I need the experience. Like I need people to know my name, blah, 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 blah. So just put yourself out there, start somewhere.
Yeah. And so many times internships turn into jobs.
They
actually do.
Yeah.
So I know it's like time out of your week and your day and whatever.
You need to start somewhere.
But you're also getting experience. And I think a huge misconception working brand side is people think it's a very glamorous job.
No.
But it's actually really hard work. You don't have like a lot of boundaries. Sometimes you'll have to post out of hours.
Absolutely.
You have to be researching and be on trends, like especially for TikTok specifically.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, there's jobs coming out that are TikTok managers and TikTok content creators.
You need to be across everything.
You have to be across everything. And it's,
sometimes it's depending what company as well, like a lot of travel. And again, travel is so glamorized in business.
Major.
I used to think that too, beginning of last year. And then it got to the point where I was traveling every weekend at one point and I was not mentally okay because I had no time for myself.
Yep.
It was just like you're staying in places, like icky places and like it's not the best all the time. And you're always on your phone.
Social media does have some amazing perks. So
totally.
I'm so grateful to be where I am now and the life something.
Wow.
And the life that social media has given me and the people that it's brought into my life. So like, don't want to be all the neg.
Mm.
There's so many positives.
Yeah. Okay.
Have we talked for too long?
No. I just had a message from a client.
Oh.
We love that. Social media things. Should we choose like maybe 2 more questions?
Okay.
Or is there heaps more?
Do you remember any you got?
No, I think there was one question like about how to make new friends, but
we've covered that.
And then there was another question about like how to kind of start in social media.
Love that.
as well. Wow, people don't care, do they?
Nope. I got fashion ones, but I feel like that's not really interesting.
What was it?
Like how to build a office wear, go-to office wear on a budget, but I don't work in an office.
Oh, I used to work in an office. We can talk about that.
You want to talk about that?
How to build a go-to office wardrobe on a budget?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a budget-friendly queen.
I would say capsule wardrobe. Go to Zara.
Zara is your best friend.
Yeah, go to Zara 100%. Dish is like a little bit more mid budget these days.
Yeah, but like Dish is amazing for quality pieces that you want.
Just build pieces. Like I always, whenever I worked, because I used to work in government. So
did you?
Yeah, for like 5 years in communications in government. Did you not know this about me?
See, we're learning new things every
day.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah.
Five years for the government.
Yeah.
You might as well be a tax man.
No, literally.
No one would have liked you.
I ran their Facebook and Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wild. I had weird jobs.
Actually, communications in like big corporations are really fascinating.
It's so fascinating.
Some super interesting stories. Yeah,
it was so cool. I really enjoyed it. Mm. I miss it a lot, but I would never go back.
Yeah.
No, not never. I might go back one day when I'm like old and grumpy, but there's a lot more opportunity outside of government. Yeah, it's very limiting. But yeah, I would always wear, so I had like these Zara pants in beige, black and gray, and I would be them like on rotate.
Yeah.
And then just like a basic top or like a button up. I'm very basic, but always like just capsule wardrobes. Like you can get some good pieces from Kmart, Zara.
Absolutely.
H&M. Oh my God.
Target are slaying.
Yeah, Target are really good.
They have some great, especially for like the corporate wear world.
Yeah, I saw they had these little like vests and skirt sets. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
And pants sets.
Yes.
Also, like I love Glassons pants.
Oh yeah, Glassons are good.
They're really good. Where else?
Princess Polly have really good pants. If you want some good work pants, get the Archer pants from Princess Polly because
I think every girl has them.
Slay. And they fit me so well. I have to tailor all my pants because of my big booty. But they fit so well.
Yeah. I think you're right. Like investing, I'm always of the belief because I am a very much a budget friendly shopper. I promote budget friendly finds. But I think buying and investing in your quality pieces such as a pair of black pants, a black blazer. Like I spent $500 on my black blazer.
Holy.
Yes, but it's lasted
Where's
me.
Where's it from?
Country Road.
Oh my God. Do you know that black blazer I posted yesterday? Mm. I think I was wearing it when I
went. Oh yeah, I saw that.
That cost me $30 from Cotton On and it is the best blazer I've ever had.
So you're going opposite to me. What I'm trying to say
usually
is
usually I'm not budget though. Yeah, invest
in your good quality pieces because that Country Road blazer has lasted me like 5 years.
Mm.
Basically cost me $100 a year.
Yeah, that's so good.
See, budgeting.
Budget.
Budget friendly queen so we can go to Europe.
Okay, I'm looking at my questions.
Yep.
I think did I get more than you?
Yep.
Oh. Random. So weird. How to make an aesthetic Instagram feed.
Oh my God. Okay.
Come to me.
Plan.
I love an aesthetic Instagram feed.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like very picky with my Instagram feed. And I get a lot of satisfaction from creating feed plans for other people.
Yeah, you do. That's like your thing. I would say that is your jam.
Yeah, I'm a Pinterest gal as well.
You are.
Like,
you're the cool, clean girl aesthetic vibe.
I just got charged $22 from ClassPass. Why? Rude. I love mood boards and aesthetic stuff.
Yeah, I think to build an aesthetic feed, I know for me, I'm a visual person. And so I actually need to see it laid out in visual format.
Yeah.
So like I'll edit my photos or like whatever I'm doing. Like for example, when, you know, Sarah and I collaborated, we were just bouncing ideas for Hot Girl Health Society. She helped me plan out the feed and we really had to like plan the grid out so I could visually look at it.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about, okay, the clean photo. It's like balance and composition.
Especially if you have like more than one color you're working with as well. Like you had orange and green and blue and like those kind of vibes. I think like the way to plan an aesthetic feed is to figure out your brand identity as a person first.
Mm.
It's like be aware of what you identify as, like as a personal brand.
Love that.
Like I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when I think of you, I think like blues and white and like clean.
It's very funny because I used to be all white because it was back in the era of like especially if you wanted to work with brands and like make money off social media, brands wanted to see that they could basically repurpose your photos.
Totally.
So you wanted something that was very clean aesthetically so that they would hire you. So then like there was a reason behind that. But now when I had a meeting with my management team at the start of the year, I've thrown the aesthetic out the window. Yeah. And now I'm posting more like bright ocean vibrancy, just like more of my life.
Yeah.
I remember like a few weeks ago, I went to a benefit event and the whole theme is pink. Cause like they are God. pink. And I posted this photo and it gave me anxiety.
That would, imagine that on my feed.
I was like, I can't do it. And I texted one of my managers, Maddie, and I was like, Maddie, I can't post the photo. I'm not even kidding. It's my most liked photo.
Wow.
So I don't know. I'm in my like.
People actually don't care about what your feed looks like.
No, I think now it's scroll.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to stop the scroll.
100%.
And in the world of video content now.
Yeah. Like, it needs to be scroll stopping.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that would be like our answer. Tips.
Yep.
Just find your personal identity.
Plan it out.
Pinterest will be your best friend to kind of get inspo from as well. I love.
Yep.
When I'm like kind of looking to create images for brands or for myself, I always look at my Pinterest board and think, okay, what can I kind of recreate? What do I like? What catches my eye?
Yeah. I think it's important to note like also gain inspiration, but don't copy.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's really awesome to like look at other creators, what they do and like find a way, like if you like aspects of what they do or their content, take those small snippets, but make it your own.
100%. Be authentic.
Yes.
I had this like issue with a friend, or not really a friend, someone I know, copying my TikToks, TikTok for TikTok, word for word. And I was like, what the hell is you doing? Like, if you want to grow, be authentic.
Yeah. This is the thing. No one is you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing I learned recently is that the reason people, you know, follow you or invest in you is because they like you as you.
Totally.
So don't try and be someone else.
Yeah. Another question on here maybe that we can answer. There's a few about how to get clients as a freelancer, like going full time.
Yeah.
I'm 2 months into being freelancer full time.
Yeah.
And I have been extremely lucky in the sense I haven't had to reach out yet to anyone.
I'm kind of in the same boat. Yeah. So this is where it gets difficult.
Yeah.
But I will say networking is your biggest best friend.
That's what I was going to say. Like a few of my friends on the Gold Coast described me, and I never heard this word until one of my friends, Sabian, said it, as an operator. So like I walk into the room and I know how to operate the room.
That's cool.
And I'm like, that's a really good compliment for me because
amen.
I love being like that networking queen, the one that like everyone knows, not in a cocky way, but I just like to make a statement, if 100%. That makes sense. So yeah, be a networking queen or king, whoever you are, put yourself out there, but also like know your boundaries. Don't burn yourself out by like going to all these events and stuff. Yeah. But again, like Chelsea was saying before, it doesn't matter what you're wearing, what you look like. But if you walk into a room and your head is held high and you are kind and you are friendly and you are open to conversations and talking to anyone, you never know what opportunity could come up.
Yeah.
And I think as well, like we're both very lucky. We have our TikTok platforms that kind of probably bring us clients as well.
For sure.
That's how a few of my clients have found me personally or just like by following brands that I have worked with and like word of mouth. So yeah, I would just, again, put yourself out there.
Because I think your personal identity on socials is really, is just as important, if not more important than your brand personality on socials. Because at the end of the day, they're hiring you, who's the front runner, the front facing person of your business. So people want to know about you, like what do you do?
Totally.
And your content as a personal brand is an example of what you can do for other brands. Obviously like every strategy is different and you tailor what you do per brand.
Yeah.
You know, like one of my clients is a PR agency and the other one of my clients is a major beauty company. So they're very, very different in the styles of content that we create. Their objectives are different.
Yeah.
So I think what you're saying is, yes, essentially networking. People are really, really interesting if you actually take the time to talk to them and listen.
Yeah. And you never know who you're going to come across or like a connection or someone might know someone who works for like, I don't know, what's like a crazy brand that I'd like to work with?
I don't know.
Someone might
the Hilton
know.
In Fiji. I don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like someone, a hotel.
Someone might know like the head of, I don't even Skims. Know. Skims. Someone might know Kim K.
Someone might know Kim K.
You literally though. Like know. In the industry we are in, you don't know who's going to know who. And you need to always make sure you are putting your best foot forward Majorly. In all times. Even if you're not feeling it. Put your best foot forward. You don't know what kind of impression you are going to make or who you are going to meet.
But also recommendations. So like when you do really amazing work for one client, word of mouth is the biggest thing that you can rely on.
100%.
In most industries, in fact.
Yeah.
Because someone will be having a conversation external from you being there and being like, oh, you know, our business really needs to get on TikTok. We just don't know how. Who, and you've literally done work for this client or you met this person's husband at a barbecue and they're like, well, I met this girl.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Literally. So good. Should we wrap it up there?
Yes.
I think that's a good way to end on. I feel like we really covered every topic. Career,
I'm
friends,
really sorry for
boys.
Just tangenting.
No, I'm a tangenter, tangent queen.
I've leaked half my secrets in this podcast.
That's okay. You guys better appreciate this.
The raw and the real. And
we should
here.
Do another one another time about dating.
Oh my God. I don't know if I'm brave enough to do it.
I think we both need to be brave enough.
I have lots of stories.
Same. And I never tell anyone because I'm terrified.
Do you know what? All the stories that deserve to be told, all those people deserve to be thrown under the bus anyways.
It's just like what I did before. Anyway.
Good one.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. I will leave all of Chelsea's handles for her personal page, her Hot Girl Health Society, her business, everything like that in the show notes. Do you have any last words you want to say, Chelsea?
Thanks for having me. This was really fun.
Yay, you did your first podcast.
I know, I'm excited.
You should be so proud. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.